This is WSBT's Community Update on 96.1 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. This week on Community Update, some excerpts from South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg's address to supporters as he formally declared his candidacy for President of the United States last Sunday.
The South Bend I grew up in was still recovering from economic disasters that played out before I was even born. Once in this city, we housed the companies that helped power America into the 20th century. Think of the forces that built this building we're standing in now, and the countless others like it now long gone. Think of the wealth that was created here. Picture the thousands of workers who came through these doors every day and the thousands of families that they provided for. And think of what it must have been like that day in 1963. When the great Studebaker Auto Company collapsed and the shock brought our city to its knees. Buildings like this one fell quiet, and acres of land around us slowly became a rustscape of industrial decline, collapsing factories everywhere. Houses that had been full of life and love and hope stood crumbling and vacant. And for the next half century, it took heroic efforts just to keep our city running as population shrank. And young people like me grew up believing that the only way to a good life was to get out. And many of us did. But then, some of us came back. We wanted things to change around here. And when the national press called us a dying city at the beginning of this decade, we took that as a call to arms. I ran for mayor in 2011 knowing that nothing like Studebaker would ever come back, but believing that we would, our city would, if we had the courage to reimagine our future. And now I can confidently say South Bend is back. More people are moving into South Bend than we've seen in a generation. Thousands of new jobs have been added in our area, billions in investment. Now, there's a long way for us to go, but we have changed our trajectory and shown a path forward for communities like ours. And that's why I'm here today, to tell a different story than Make America Great Again. Because there's a myth being sold to industrial and rural communities. The myth that we can stop the clock and turn it back. It comes from people who think the only way to speak to communities like ours is through resentment and nostalgia. They're selling an impossible promise of returning to a bygone era that was never as great as advertised to begin with. The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again. It is time to walk away from the politics of the past and towards something totally different. The principles that will guide my campaign for president are simple enough to fit on a bumper sticker. Freedom, security, and democracy. First comes freedom, something our conservative friends have come to think of as their own. But let me tell you, freedom does not belong to just one political party. Freedom has been democratic bedrock ever since the New Deal. Freedom from want, freedom from fear. Our conservative friends care about freedom, but they only make it part of the way. They only see freedom from. Freedom from taxes, freedom from regulation. As though government were the only thing that can make somebody unfree. But it's not true. Your neighbor can make you unfree. Your cable company can make you unfree. Your freedom depends on a lot more than just the size of your government. Healthcare is freedom. Because you're not free if you can't start a small business when leaving your job means losing your health care. Consumer protection is freedom, because you're not free if you can't sue your credit card company even after they get caught ripping you off. Racial justice is freedom, because you're not free if there's a veil of mistrust between people of color and the officers sworn to keep us safe. Empowering teachers means freedom. Because you're not free in your own classroom if your ability to do your job is reduced to a number on a page. Women's equality is freedom. Because you're not free if your reproductive health choices are dictated by male politicians or bosses. Organized labor sows freedom, because you're not free if you can't organize for a fair day's pay for a good day's work. And take it from Chasten and me, you're not free if a county clerk gets to tell you who you ought to marry because of their idea of their political beliefs. The chance to live a life of your choosing, in keeping with your values. That is freedom in its richest sense. And we know that good government secures freedom just as much as bad government denies it. Now let's talk about security. The idea that security and patriotism belong to one political party needs to end today. We are here to say that there is a lot more to safety and security than putting up a wall from sea to shining sea. To those in charge of our border policy, I want to make this clear. The greatest nation in the world should have nothing to fear from children fleeing violence, and even more importantly, children fleeing violence ought to have nothing to fear from the greatest country in the world. Security means cybersecurity. It means election security. It means keeping us safe in the face of violent white nationalism rearing its ugly head around the country and around the world. And let's pick our heads up to face what might be the greatest security issue of our time, climate change and climate disruption. No region of our country is immune to that threat. We've seen it in the floods in Nebraska, the tornadoes in Alabama, the hurricane in Puerto Rico, and the fires in California. We saw it right here in this city, where as mayor, we had to fire up the operations center, the emergency operations center of this city, twice in 2 years. First came a 1,000-year rainfall, and then came a 500-year river flood, 18 months apart. Now, by my math, the chance of that happening is about 125,000 to 1. So either we should all be heading down to Four Winds later to try to recreate those odds on the slots, or something is changing around us. And we're not even having a contest over whose climate plan is better, because only one side brought forth any plans at all. If you don't like our plans on climate, fine, show us yours. Our economy is on the line, our future is on the line, lives are on the line. So let's call this what it is: climate security, a life and death issue for our generation. And now let's talk about democracy. Because no issue we care about, from gun safety to immigration, from climate to education to paid family leave, none of it will be handled well unless our democracy is in better shape. Our democratic republic is an elegant system, but lately it hasn't been quite democratic enough. It's not democratic enough if legitimate voters are denied the ability to exercise their rights because one side thinks as a matter of political strategy that they're better off if fewer citizens are able to vote. It is hardly a democracy if Citizens United means that dollars can drown out the will of the people. It's not much of a republic if our districts are drawn so that politicians get to choose their voters instead of the other way around. It's nowhere near the democracy that I swore to protect with my life when U.S. citizens from Washington, D.C. to Puerto Rico don't even have the same political representation as the rest of us. And we can't say it's much of a democracy when twice in my lifetime the Electoral College has overruled the American people. Why should our vote in Indiana only count once or twice in a century? Or your vote in Wyoming or New York? So let's make it easier to register and to vote. Let's make our districts fairer. Let's make our courts less political, our structures more inclusive, and yes, let's pick our president by counting up all the ballots and giving it to the woman or man who got the most votes. Yes, running for office is an act of hope. So is supporting someone running for office. So this afternoon, are you not hopeful? Do we not live in a country that can overcome the bleakness of a challenging and divided moment? Are you ready to turn the page and start a new chapter in the American story? If you join me, if you and I rise together to meet this moment, one day they will write histories, not just about one campaign or one presidency, but about the era that began here today in this building where past, present, and future meet, right here this chilly day in South Bend. It's a little cold out. It's a little cold inside, too. But we've had it with winter. You and I have the chance to usher in a new American spring. So with hope in our hearts and with fire in our bellies, let's get to work and let's make history. Thank you.
The views expressed on WSBT's Community Update are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of the host, WSBT Radio, its staff, or management. Join us again next week on Community Update on The Sports Leader, 96.1 WSBT.